song is entitled One, written by our own, the awesome composer, singer, and musician, Jeff Bumgardner and Jonathan Denny, Joel Lindsey. Jeff Bumgardner and Joel Lindsey. And you're hearing two very familiar voices singing the lead here. One is the voice of Jeff Bumgardner, outstanding vocalist, joined by Beth Spangler. Encouraging us to truly be one, not just say it, not just talk oneness, but to truly be one. That's the title of the song, One, from Jeff Bumgardner's most recent CD, Reveal, First Baptist North Augusta in South Carolina. And he has a new CD out, Reveal. We're going to hear more of the song One this very hour, featuring on vocals Jeff Bumgardner and the lovely Miss Beth Spangler. All right, so we're talking about our brains and youthfulness, particularly the brains of our senior citizens. Is there something to it? If our senior citizens feel younger than they really are, is it just their imagination? Is it reality? And from the sound of it, it's reality. According to Keith Fargo, it said that age is a state of mind, but the study suggests that age is a state of a person's brain. It is not just psychological. It is physiological as well, particularly as it pertains to the brain. I'm telling you what, I really am fascinated by the brain. But does a less aged brain give rise to a sense that a person is younger? Or is it that the person just senses that they're younger than they really are? They have the impression that they're younger than they really are. I mean, they know they're 72 years old and do not deny that, but they don't feel 72. They feel more like they're 58 or 60. Is it that they feel this way causes the brain to age less? Or does the brain age less and that causes the person to feel younger? In other words, which comes first? A brain that is aging less, or the person's sense that they are younger? They're feeling that they're younger than they are. Both are in play, but which comes first? The study author suggested that taking the time to probe individuals for their own sense of how old they actually feel may ultimately offer some valuable insight into concrete neurological changes that standard testing might miss. Dr. Chase said that they really need more detailed measures of healthy lifestyles and a long-term study to clarify some of the possibilities. Plus, the study could not necessarily prove cause and effect. So Keith Fargo added that a person's brain health is likely to be reflected in how young that person feels. You know one of the people I'm thinking about right now, right? Ernestine Shepherd, the awesome bodybuilder, the 81, how old is she now? 81, 82? The awesome bodybuilder who started when she was about 72, started bodybuilding when she was about 71 or 72, competing against people decades younger and winning. How young does she feel? And it's so amazing that she never exercised in her life until she was approximately 56 years old. First time ever exercising in her life, she was almost 60, 56 years old. And then decided she wanted to compete in bodybuilding contests, not the ones where the people are huge, you know, they eat 3 tons of food, and a lot of them take hormones and all that kind of stuff to build up huge, huge gargantuan muscles. Not them. The people who do it naturally. How young does she feel? Probably younger than most people who are 20 and 30 years younger than she is for real. A person's brain health is likely to be reflected in how young that person feels, given that mental or cognitive decline or diseases of the brain take an enormous toll on our physical, mental, and emotional health. So if a person is struggling with mental health, with cognition, it's hard to feel young. Even if at some point in their lives, they felt very young. Something started going wrong. Something turned. Something changed. And their condition is different. Their health condition, their overall well-being has changed. It's going to be hard, even if it's all with the brain. But regardless, Fargo notes that the latest findings in this latest study set the stage for future research to explore how lifestyle choices, age-related feelings, and brain health all interconnect. He says the big question is, are people who feel younger more likely to adopt interventions that promote brain health? Or does adoption of these interventions actually make people feel younger? Which comes first? People feel younger, and as a result, they adopt interventions that promote brain health. Or is a situation wherein the people started doing things that made them healthier anyway, and as a result, they feel younger. Now, here's my guess. And this is only a guess. Let me say it one more time. This is my guess. Generally speaking, there are people who have adopted some very, very healthy lifestyles. And as a result of the healthy lifestyle, they're healthier from head to toe, including in their brains. And the healthy lifestyles help them feel younger than they are from head to toe. My guess is, if Ernestine Shepherd had not started working out, she wouldn't look a lot younger than her husband, who was about her same age. If she had never started exercising at the age of 56, not necessarily bodybuilding, just exercising, she runs about 10 miles per day early in the morning. I don't mean that because she's staying in competitive shape. So she runs 10 miles. She works out quite a bit so she can keep competing. No, I don't mean that. If she only worked out 45, 60 minutes a day, 3 or 4 days a week, and had been doing that since age 56, and her husband had not been, if he had not been exercising, my guess is she would feel younger than he feels. Don't we already have studies that show the positive impact on the brain that exercise has, that an overall healthy lifestyle has? Yes, so, but on the other hand, do you think that maybe there is a small percentage of people who feel young despite the fact that they may not have had, you know, they were feeling young and may not have had particularly healthy lifestyles, you know, no exercise routine, but they were feeling young anyway. Maybe it was genetic. And for whatever reason, they decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start working out. And they went ahead and started working out. And maybe what was good became even better. What do you think? All right. When we come back, let's start taking a look at how we can help our babies relax so we can relax. By the way, we had some help from Health Day on this topic of your brain and youthfulness. All right. When we come back, come on now. We love our babies, but we also care about ourselves. So we need to make sure that baby and parents are getting their necessary rest. Let's look into how we can help our babies relax when I come back.